We're going to go from...
Everyone else does. Why should you miss out?
We're going to go from Pei Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Vayera Elav Hashem.
So we have to play catch up tomorrow. Do homework.
Yeah. Back up on the schedule. Okay, so it says in the pasuk, "Vayera Elav Hashem b'Elyne Mamre," that Hashem appeared to Avram in Elyne Mamre. Who Yeshu Pesach Ha'el K'chamayim, who was sitting at the doorway of the tent in the heat of the day. Frek the Gemara, my K'chamayim. Here we can have all of the various Gemaras which Rashi brings in his Pirush on the Chumash. My K'chamayim. What does it mean he was sitting in the heat of the day? Amar Bichama Ber Bichanina. That day was the third day of the Bris Milah. We know that the pain on the third day of the Milah is most difficult. Like it says, and Avram is sitting outside his tent. So Hashem came to him. He came to go and inquire and see, visit Avram. And what did Hashem do? He took the sun out from its shield. In order that the Rashi says that the sun should shine b'koyach, why says the Gemara kadesh shalo yatriach oisay tzadik ba'orchim, in order not to burden Avram Avinu the tzadik with having to entertain guests, so he made it extremely hot that no one would be out in the road. That's right. Made it very hot for guests to be outside. Shadra Eliezer, but Avram was distressed, and usually the guests come all the way to his tent. So what do? He sent out Eliezer the Mepuk Labara to go outside and go and look for guests. Nafak Vali Ashkach. He went out and he didn't find anybody. Avram said to Eliezer, I don't believe you, meaning I don't believe you really went out and looked for guests. Hainu Damri Taman, and that's what they say over there in Eretz Yisrael. Leis Hemnusa Ba'avdi. There is no trustworthiness in servants. So Avram did his choshed that Eliezer didn't really go. So what did he do? Nafik ihu. If you can't trust somebody else to do the job, he went himself. Avram went out. Chazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dekoy Abava, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing at the doorway. Hainu Dechsiv, and that's what it means when Avram said, Al Na Ta'avar Mi'al Avdecha, do not pass by over your servant. He's saying to the Eibishter, don't pass away from here. Stay here. Kimin Dechazit Ka'asar Vishari. So out of respect for the Shechina, Avram started to take on and off his bandages from his mila. So he said, like he says, Lav Uruch Out of the Mekim Hacha, Hashem says, Hashem said, it's not appropriate to remain here. So he wanted to go, and Avram says, no, don't go. Hainu Dechsiv, and that's what it means, Vayisayin Avayar, Vihine Shloisha Anashim Nitzavim Alav. So it says that he saw the three, lifted up his eyes, and he saw the three people. And it says Nitzavim Alav. It says in the beginning of the passage they were standing over him, but then it says Vayaris the cross him. He ran to see them. So if they're standing over him, why is he running? So it says the Gemara Mikarak Asu. First they started to come towards him, and then they stood by him. But when they saw that because of his bris milah on the third day he was in pain, Amrul, they said, they also said, it's not appropriate for us to remain here and to burden Avram. So and they started to go away, and that's why it says, Vayaratz l'krasim, he then ran after them to bring them back. Who are these three anashim? Says the Gemara Michal v'Gabriel v'Rufal, that the three Malachim, Michal Shabalavaser Sarah Michal, who's the Malach of Chesed, came to be tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. Raphael Shabalurap is Avram. Raphael, who's a Malach of healing, came to heal Avram from the Bris Milah. Gavriel Azala Mahapchilustoim, and Gavriel, who is the angel of Gevura, and therefore destruction, went to destroy the city of Sodom. Says the Gemara of Aksiv, was it only Gabriel went to destroy Stoim? It says in the pasuk, "Vayavoyu shnei amlochim Stoima." Two malachim came to Stoim. So who else was it? Ba'erev. The Azam Michal Bahade. So the Gemara says, "No, Michal went with Gabriel the Shizvei the Light in order to save Light, and then Gabriel went and he destroyed the city." Dik and Namin, this is a proof for this. Tichsiv, it says, "Vayafoich es ha'arim ha'el v'loy ksiv v'yahapchu." It says, and he overturned the city. Only one malach overturned the city, and that is Gabriel. It does not say v'yahapchu, and they did. So Michal went along to save Loit, which is also idea of Hatzalah, which is idea of Chesed Michal. And Gevura, that was the destruction. Shema
Minah. What is that microphone? Tiferes?
Uriel is Tiferes. Rufal is Malchus. My shenale gabe Avram. So what is the difference when it says comes to Avram dichsiv? It says kein tase kasher dibarto. So when the Malachim came to Avram and he told them they should come and sit under the tree and they'll get them food to eat, they said, we're going to do whatever you ask us to. When they came to Loit, Loit had to vayifter bam, he had to pressure them in order to stay with him. Rabbi Lazar says, "Mikan shemesarvin lekatan ve'ein mesarvin legadol." Klal gadol, that you're allowed to refuse a simple person, a lowly individual, but you are not allowed to refuse the request of an Adam Gadol, of a great person. So Avram, who was great, the Malachim could not refuse him. Loit, who was a katan, so they were able to refuse until he pushed them and impressed them, and then they came. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Ve'echa paslechem." Come, he said, sit down, and I'll give you paslechem. I'll give Avram told the Malachim, I'll give you bread. Ksiv, then what is it in the pasuk? "Ve'el habakar at Avram." Didn't go to the bakery to get bread. He went to shech some animals for them. Amr says, from here we see that tzaddikim, they say a little bit, but they do a lot. Meaning, he said, I'll give you bread, that's something small. But he went and he did a lot. He gave them flesh and he gave them all the good things over there. Rishayim, but on the wicked, they pledge a lot. But even a little bit, they don't do. How do I know this? Ephraim, who sold the cave of Machpelah to Avram Avinu, first he said, "Eretz Avram Ishekel Kesef." What is a land worth 400 kesef between you and me? Right. First of all, he was willing to give it away for free. Then he says, 400 shekel kesef.
Interesting. No, it doesn't quote the being
of. Yeah, it doesn't say the end of the pasuk. Ulvasoiv, and even then, you could say he says Avram Ishekel Kesef. He's saying, okay, so I'm, even if you, but it's worth 400 shekel kesef. What do you do,
Lubasoif?
But even then, he said 400 shekel kesef. Basoif, in the end, ksiv, vayishma Avram lefrein, vayishkal Avram lefrein, it's a kesef, asher diber ba'ozne becheis, Avram shekel kesef, oiver la soicher. He didn't give him just stam 400 silver shekel. He gave one which is going to be accepted as shekel in all places. It's oiver la soicher, something which is completely transactable wherever you go. The le shakamine ele kantere. He took from him kantere. Rashi says that is a mishkel gadol shekoyin centener, meya mana. And I think down the Haaretz Nazgul says it works out. He gave him 1,000,000 shekel for Maras HaMachpelah. So maybe that's why he doesn't quote the end of the pasuk, because even he said a little bit, he said just 400 shekel, only 400 shekel, but really he then asked for over the seicher, it should be transactable in all places. Says the Gemara, why is that? Because there is some places where they call shkalim kantara, therefore to be able to consider it as shekel kesef in all places, he had to give him the highest amount. Ksiv. So then it says in the pasuk kemach ksiv soiles. It says in the pasuk that he would give him take kemach, and then it says that she took soiles. She took fine flour. Amrav Yitzchak mekanchi isha tzara iner ba'urchim. Avram told her you should take soiles, which is fine flour, and which is adif ras. She says mekemach, and she went and she took kemach. From here we see that a woman is more stingy with her guests. Why she says kemach and he said soiles. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we see this by Eishes Loit also. 400 times
6,000
is 240,000.
Yeah, so that's the
Shekel HaKodesh.
400 times
6,000.
So it is
2.4
million, isn't it?
Oh, that's more. Okay, there you go. She ain't a tzara b'orchim. It says in the pasuk, "Glushi v'asiu guys." He said, "Go and make for them bread." Ksiv, it says, "Vayikachem avachalav ben abakar v'lechem le'aisi l'kamayu." But when he brought the food for them, it says he took the meat and he took the milk and he took the butter, that it doesn't mention the bread. Amr, he says,
pardon my...
Amr Ephraim Miksha. Ephraim Miksha answers, he says, Tamidoi shel Rabbi Meir, Mishmeid Rabbi Meir, he said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, Avram Avinu oichol chulin betara haya. Avram Avinu was a chaver, and therefore he would eat his chulin, his food, even in a state of tahara. V'sari menu oisayyam pirsin nidem, because that day the Malachim were coming to announce that she would be able to have children. So that day, her period returned. And therefore, because she was pierced in nida, that would render the dough tameh. And therefore, Avram wouldn't eat it, so he didn't serve it. Vayomru Elav, they said to Avram, Aye Sara Ishtecha, where is your wife Sarah? Vayomer, and it says, Hine Ba'el, so he said that she's in tent. So why did the Malachim ask her this? They did it to the Avram Avinu to emphasize how modest she was, that she was staying back in the tent and not out mingling with the guests. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Ravi, Temer Rav Yitzchak, Yoidim Hayu Malachi Sharas Shesari Menu Ba'el. Malachim, they knew that Sarah was in the tent. They're Malachim. Haisa Elamai Ba'el. What does it mean? She's, why did you have to say in the tent? Kedei lechava abayla, in order to make her more desirable to her husband. Rashi says, Nadir shehi tznua, to show Avram, look how modest your wife is, mishach avarisea, she'ena niris, v'tzarech lishal achareah, so she's not there, she's not even coming out to the guests, to the male guests, that they have to ask about her. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, kedei l'shagel ha'kois shel bracha. He says, no, the reason they asked was because after they'd eaten, I don't know if they've got a kois shel bracha, they weren't served the bread, so why are they benching on a kois shel bracha? Anyway, Akasha. So they wanted to send her the kosher of bracha.
So what's the whole Indian that we make such a big deal that she made matzahs because it was Pesach?
On this, the kosher of bracha. There's also an interesting bechlal in halacha. You're not supposed to send a drink to another man's wife. Rabbi Achai going right. It's not, you know, you're showing your das is on her, so it's not appropriate. And that's why b'shas nidusa, one shouldn't do the same to one's own wife. So here, yeah, I always had the kasha, how the malachim were able to send, even if it's kosher bracha, how they're able to send. Anyway,
Tanu
they're in an appearance as human people.
Oh, but as the kaita halach bin Musa, so yeah, that's anyway.
But why do we make such a big deal? Lushiv Yasiugas that she made the Pesach Choyav, the Asamatzes, the whole big deal.
They didn't even come to the table. Yeah. Tani Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Laman Nakoid Al Ayoy. Why is there Nakudos? Why is there dots on this word? The Aleph, Yud, and Vav, Sheba Elav, in Vayim Elav, they said to him, Lim de Terech Derech Eretz. This is teaching, the Terech teaching us Derech Eretz, Adam Bachsan Yeshaloi, Sheyisha Adam Bachsan Yeshaloi, that a person should ask his about his host, meaning the wife, he should ask about the wife of the host. I'm afraid the Gemara is that really so. You're not allowed to ask at all after the well-being of a woman. It's not considered sneers for a man to inquire about a woman. Says the Gemara, if you're asking via the wife, that is via the husband. Then that's different. If you're asking by the husband, and that's what it. So he says, lo shiisha la l'shalom el l'bayla yish ma shalom agveres. They ask. They don't ask her directly. They ask the husband, "How's the Gveris? How's the Rebbetzin?" Yeah. Okay. Achrev loisi aisali edna. When Sarah was told she was going to have a child, she says, "After I've shriveled and I've worn out, withered, am I going to now get this pleasant skin again? Am I going to become youthful?" Rav Chista said, "Ach, what was she saying? After my skin has become withered and I've got all these wrinkles, nisadin habasar, nisbashtu akmatim, is my skin going to become radiant again and all the sprinkles are going to be smoothed out? Is she going to bechaza?" It says, "What bechaza yofim koymai and
become beautiful again."
Yeah, become beautiful again. Ksiv, it says, "Vadani zaken uksiv vanizokanti." So when she was told that she was going to have a child, she said, "Adoni Zaken, my husband Avram is old." When Hashem related to Avram what Sarah said, he said, "Vaniza kanti, I'm old." Says the Gemara, "Deloy Moisiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu kedekamra that ihi that tan kedekamra I that Hashem did not reply exactly what she said." From here we see Gadol Hashalom, how great is peace. Shafil Kadosh Baruch Hu Shinaboy, that for the sake of peace, even Hashem changed over the accounts and told a little white lie for the sake of peace. Shenem, okay. Shenem of Itzchak Sarah Bekirba, like it says, that Sarah laughed. Vadoini Zakein, and she said, "My master is old." Uksiv, Ayem Hashem al Avram, Vani Zakanti, and Hashem said to Avram that Sarah said that I'm old. Okay, but Toimer, she then said, "Me, Mila Lavram." Who will, what's Milel? Is is what?
Who to tell, isn't it?
Who would have told?
Who would have told that Avram, it's going to be lost in Aram, is Mimilel Avram, Henika Banim Sarah, that Sarah is going to give milk to children. Kama banim he nika sara. What's banim in plural? How many did she actually nurse? I'm Rabbi Levi. I say yom on that day shagamal Avram that Avram weaned his Yitzchak benoit. Also su'uda gedoyli made a great meal. How you call umas ha'olam meranim and all the people who had come from all over the world? They were all meranim. They would all speak lashon hara. But remember, they said reisim zakim zakena shebiu asufi min hashuk. Look at this old couple, this old man and old woman that they brought some abandoned child from the marketplace. But imrim b'neinu hu, and they're saying it's our son. Right? It's impossible for such an old couple to have children. Not only that, elishayim mishte gadol, they're making a big feast. Laham b'divreim, just to prove their words. Ma also Avram avinu halach v'zimen kol gdei la'adur. What did Avram do? He went and invited all the gedolei la'ador. The Sari menu zimnes neshosem and Sari invited their wives. Interesting, the tzniyos. Right? He invited the men, she invited the wives. Achas v'achas hevia b'na ima. Each one brought their baby with them, the child. Umenikasa loy hevia. They forgot to bring their wetness. Menase neis b'sari menu and neis happened to Sari. Niftuchu dader kishnei mayalis. The two breasts opened up like two fountains.
When you talk about the gedolei la'ador, who was there? Which gedolei la'ador are we talking about?
Even Umas Olam, from Umas Olam.
Doesn't Rashi bring that shame and not here in Chumash? These people are even older than Avram. So what are they laughing that this old couple has a baby?
They bring their own baby, their wife. Maybe their wives were young. Or their wives were young. Anyway, Mia Nepa Klas. And so,
listen, that community, the younger the girl, the better the wife she makes.
Dying, Hayu, Meranim, Va'imim, and they would still murmur. And they say, okay, Beseder, Im Sarah Habas Tishim Shanatel. Okay, no, Sarah's 90, she had a baby. Avram, Bemeya Shani, Yoilid. Avram was 100, he could give birth. Immediately, Hashem changed over the facial appearance of Yitzchak to look exactly like Avram. And they would all say Avram Hoyle Yitzchak, and they would prove the parents that he was his father. Ad Avram Leah Zikna. Until Avram's time, there was no such thing as old age. And therefore, whoever wanted to come and speak to Avram, Mishtoi Badi Yitzchak, he would end up talking to Yitzchak because they looked the same. Badi Yitzchak, Mishtoi Badi Avram, and whoever wanted to speak to Yitzchak came to speak to Avram. It got very confusing. Asa Avram, Bar Rachmi, Mahav Zikna, and Avram therefore davened that there should be an change in a person with old age that would look different. Shinema, like it says, Avram Zakim Baba Yamim, he's the first one who it says that he got old. Ad Yaakov loy have chulsha. Until Yaakov Noam became weak before they passed away, sick. Also Yaakov bar Rachmi, and Yaakov came and he asked for Rachmi, v'habe chulsha, there should be weakness, sickness. Shenemar, it says, v'yem l'yosef, hinei avicha choyla. He's the first one we see who got sick before passing away.
What was the idea of asking for that?
That you have time and warning to call your family and take care of your affairs.
One day and just drops.
That's right. Okay. Ad the Asa Elisha loy havech the chalish ve'itvach. From the time of then onwards, the sickness came into the world. There was no one who became sick and healed and recovered until Elisha. Why? How do we see this? Asa Elisha bar rachmi ve'itvach. So because we see Elisha came and he asked rachmim and he was healed from his illness. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, ve'Elisha chala es chali asher yamos by. And Elisha became sick with the illness that he would pass away from. Mechla, what does that imply? If this is the sickness that he passed away from, that implies that there was a sickness that he didn't pass away from. And therefore, we see that he was the first one to survive illness. But that's not an illness. That's tzaras. It's a condition. It's not... Even it was an external thing. It wasn't like a serious illness. Tanur Rabbana. That's, I'm not even going to put it on you.
The Mitzrayim didn't necessarily survive. The Machla Hashem of Mitzrayim, they didn't survive it.
Okay, says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbana was taught in a Braisa Shloshe Chaloyin Chal Elisha. Elisha got sick with three illnesses in his lifetime. Echad Shedechafei Lichgechazi B'Shnei Yadav. One was as a punishment because Gechazi, who went and he took from the general of Aram, he took all these jewels and things when Hashem said not to take thing from Naaman Aram. Yeah, after he healed him, after Elisha healed him, and he said he pushed him away because you could take it. And he pushed him with two hands, meaning he didn't give him the opening to come back and do tshuva. And Gehazi, like the Gemara says, Zoyta went and he went completely off the path. The Echad Shegira Dubin Betinoikos. And the second is because there were the 42 children who were teasing Elisha, and so therefore he caused that the Yar and the bears should come and attack these kids. And finally the third illness that he died from, Shenema Elisha Chala Aschali Asha Yamosboy. Ella, okay. Back to the Mishnah. Ella ad shaloi yaschilu bimlacha tseve emer lahem amanashein lachem alai ella pas vikinis chulu. Really, we know that every year there's a mela bimlachim or b'nei melachim, and they're really entitled. If you've got your laborers, you've got to take care of the meal. You've got to give them kasuda shleima. So what do? You go and you specify to them before they start their work that these are the stipulations of the contract, that you're only going to get pas vikinis. You're only going to get pas vikinis. Bread and beans. Says the Gemara, Amale Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yosef, Rav Chista, pas kidneys. Tanan, does the Mishnah mean you get bean bread, pas kidneys? Or pas vikidneys, Tanan? Or is it you get bread and kidneys? Says the Gemara, Amale ha'elikim by Hashem, tzricha vav. You need to put a vav in the Mishnah. It's pas vikidneys. Kimoridaya de lavares. You need to put in a vav, which is like the oars of the river. Mordaya eight Shirava Khiva Manik Boy is Hasvina. Rashi says it's like the rudder or the oar or something. It's the thing that he uses, the boat captain to risk.
They have those poles, like they push the
poles to push on it. And to keep it away from the rocks. Umina Mechshalim. So maybe it is more like a pole. He says you need a vav that big, meaning you emphasize it's past the kidneys. And that's what you got to give them. Ramachim Gamliel Loimer ain't a tzarech. No, you don't need to specify it. Why Hakol Kamina Gamedina, famous klal with all labor conditions and all contract conditions that we follow what is accepted custom at the time. So obviously the accepted practice is not to give a suta shleima, and therefore whoever takes you up on your offer of work knows union, they're going to get basics.
People never
join
the union.
Yeah, Hakol. Okay, then it says Hakol Asuye Mai. What does it mean? Hakol in the Mishnah, what's it coming to add? So he says, "Lasuya had the Tanan to come and include the following case." This is what it means that Hakol kamina gamedina. Everything is like the minhag medina. So he says to Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, "Hasoiches apoy va'amalei ke'echad uchashnayim ibnei ha'ir." I'm going to hire you, but I'm going to hire you under the fee, the pay of like one or two people in the city. Noisim loy kapachos shebeschirus. You give them the lower fee. So if there's one person in the city who work for $5 an hour and one person work for $7 an hour, you give them $5 an hour. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, mechachamim roimim, meshamnim b'neim, mechachamim argue, and they say, no, we actually measure between them, meaning we don't give him the highest, we don't give him the lowest, we give him the average wage of what is done in the city. We don't give him minimum wage. Says the Mishnah, now we're talking about a poel who is entitled to eat from the produce while he's working in the field. So these are the conditions that he may do so. So he says, so if the person is working with produce and fruit which is still attached to the tree and attached to the ground, so then, you're only allowed to eat it at the time of the Gemar Melacha, meaning at the time while you are harvesting it. But once it's harvested already, or if it's before the harvesting stage, then you're not allowed to. Uvatalus, but if it's been harvested already, minakarka, it's already been detached from the ground, and your job is to move it into a warehouse or doing something else like that, you're allowed to eat until the malacha is finished. What does that mean? Rashi says, lemaiser. Meaning, we know that produce only becomes chayiv in maiser once it's reached its final state. So it could be picked already, it's not chayiv in maiser till you bring it into the house. Or if you have to husk it, or what, you have to do something with it. So to over here, he says, if it's grain, then challah, not maiser, but the shear is for once it's ready to be able to separate challah from. So until you finish its malacha for the purpose of challah, and the Gemara is going to explain all of these psukim and why we have these differences. And it must be something which grows from the ground. So if you ask to mill salt, right? That's not gedulim min aret. You're doing something, fabrics. You're not allowed to take fabric because that's not gedulim min akak. And these are the things that a worker is not allowed to eat. But if it's on the fruit produce which is still attached to the ground, if it's not at the time of the Gemar Malacha, so for example, if your person is menakesh bebetzalim, you're like hoeing the onions. So that's not yet the Gemar Melachah stage. It's not the harvesting time. So you're not allowed to go and pick. If you go and fertilizing a field, you're not allowed to go and pick the fruits. Ubetalush, and if it's detached from the ground, minakarka, ma'achash and nigmar melachtoi, you are not, once the melach is finished, for example, you've brought it into a state where it's ready for meiser, then you're not allowed to eat from it anymore. And similarly, if it's something that doesn't grow from the ground, you are not allowed to eat it. So he gives an example, for example, making cheese or milk. So when you're milking the cow, you're not allowed to have a bit of milk from the cow. It's not saying which gedulim in our karka, and therefore we can't learn it out from the Torah. So frek the Gemara Menani Mili, from where do I learn this entitlement that the poil is able to eat from the mechuber, the attached produce?
It's interesting, in certain respects, they say the hemis is doing in our karka because they sustain themselves
on
the ground.
Mm-hmm. But the milk is not.
Yeah, so we'll see if you
the behem itself, maybe. Maybe. But there's also a chiluk. I think there's gidule karka and gidule mina aretz. We have different terms. Okay. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, ki tovoi bekerem reyacha, when you're going to come into the vineyard of your friend, vachalta, and you're allowed to eat, kanafshecha, whatever you want to eat. Ashkechan, says the Gemara, fine. Ashkechan kerem, we see from this pasuk, a vineyard. You're allowed to go and eat from the produce of the vineyard. Ko mili minalan, where do I learn that you're able to go and eat from the esrik tree and the apple tree and the grain? Where do I learn that from? Gemrinan mikerem, we derive it from keren. Ma kerem miyuch, just as a vineyard is miyuch davar shigidulei karka, that it grows on the ground. B'shaz gemar melacha, and it's at the time of the gemar melacha, because he's coming to harvest them. Poil oichoboy, and the Torah says that the poil is able to eat from them. Av kol davar shigidulei karka, this is a binyan av, and therefore anything else which grows on the ground. B'shaz gemar melacha, and it's at the final stage of its work. Poil oichoboy, the poil is able to eat from it. Frek the Gemara, how can you learn everything else from a keren? Mal keren sheken chayav oilos. The keren is an exceptional case. It's got a tzad that doesn't exist by the others, and that there is a din of oilos, that if you have the unripened clusters, you have to leave them for the worker, the poor to eat. The poor to eat. Gamrinan, so says the Gemara, you're right. But rather, gamrinan mikama. We learn it from the standing grain. Kama gufam and alan. Where do we learn that a worker in the field is able to eat from the standing grain? Tichsiv, it says kisava bekamas reyacha. When you come to the standing grain of your field, vekatafta melilos biyadcha. So the pasuk actually continues on. It says that you're allowed to pick them with your hand. And Rashi tells the pasuk continues vechemesh lois sanif. You're not allowed to cut it with your sickle. Okay, so it says you're allowed to pick it. Malakama, says the Gemara, hang on a second. How can you derive all other fruits from grain? Because when it comes to the grain, sheken chayevus bechala, it's got a tzarch that makes it different, of koidish, that you have to separate challah from grain. But you don't have to separate challah from apples. So how can you derive it?
So when he says the oilus, is that what you meant to leave for the anim?
Yeah.
Unripe. Yeah.
And that's the chubil.
Yeah, but well, that's not because.
But you got the same thing then with wheat. You got like a chikropeya, which is already tolush.
Right, but in the kerem you have in addition to peya. Well, I mean, you've got the. You have the. It's not the fact that it's tolush. It's not the fact that it's mechubar or tolush. We're saying that the kerem has a unique status amongst amongst produce from the field, and therefore you can't derive anything from kerem. You can't say from kerem we can derive all other fruits, because it's got a tzad where it's not shavet to all other fruits. Says the Gemara, umimai dahai kama kama dimischayves bechalahi. How do you know this is the type of grain which is even chayv in challah? Maybe it's challah, which is bread which is made from rice or something like that, or corn,
gluten-free
and therefore
bread.
Yeah, gluten free bread, and if it's not chayv in challah,
yeah.
Dilma kol kama kama. So says the Gemara, maybe it's talking about any kama, any standing type of produce that you can make breads from. Kama Rahman. Says the Gemara, asya kama kama. How do I know it's talking about grain that you get challah, you have to take challah from? I make a gzeidah shavah from kama kama. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, kisava kama sriyecha, when you come into the standing grain of your friend. Ksiv hasam, and it says about sfir so'imim, achel chemish bakama, when you bring the sickle down to the kama. Ma hasam kama, just as there it's talking about barley, de mechayev bechala, where you do have to take chala, so too, av hacha, so to this pasuk, nami kama de mechayev bechala, it's also talking about a type of grain which is chayev and chala. Says the Gemara, okay, so you're right. So ikel mifrach, you can therefore challenge, and you can't say you can't derive all other produce of fruit from grain, from kama, because you could say mala kama shekin chayves bechala. So it says the Gemara, kerem yechiach. The fact that the Torah actually mentions two cases of a worker taking from the produce of the field while he's working. It mentions the grain. It also mentions the grapes. So therefore we see with the grapes, even though grapes are not chayev in chala, nonetheless you're allowed to take the grapes. So therefore I see that it's not limited, it's not restricted to things that the chala applies from. Malakar, it says the Gemara, about on the flip side, Malakarim Shaken Chayev Ba'ilus. What about what we just said before, that you can't compare to Kerem, because Kerem has a tzad that it's Chayev in Oilus. So the grain, the fact that the Torah also mentions the case of taking grain while you're working in the field, and that will prove that we're not limiting the law, the halacha, to things which are Chayev in Oilus. And therefore you've got a circular logic, and you have to say that the nature of this, the grain, is not like that of the grapes. Hatzad HaShaveh, and they all have a tzad HaShaveh, a common factor. Shekein David Shekidul Lekaka, they grow from the ground. B'shas Kamar Melacha, and we're talking about it at the time where it's the final stage of work of harvesting. Poil Oicha Boy, and we see that a poil is able to eat from these grapes and grain because the Torah says so. Af Kol Davar Shekidul Lekaka B'shas Kamar Melacha Poil Oicha Boy. And therefore, I'll derive that any other produce whatsoever that is in its final stage of completion is being harvested and it grows from the ground, a poil is able to eat from it. Says the Gemara, no. How can you derive from the combination of grain and grapes to all other produce? Mala, so he says, Mala Tzad HaShavah Shebehem Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Mizbeach. This common factor has a tzad of grain and wine you can't derive from to all other fruits, because there is a unique status of grape and wine that they both have a tzad Mizbeach. You use wine for the Nesachim, and grain you bring for the Menachas. Says the Gemara, Vasana Mizayis, this Beitzad Mizbeach. And what about the oil? That oil also has a tzad Mizbeach. They would use the olives in the Mizbeach. Vezayis b'meat tzad asi. And it says the Gemara, what? You want to derive the Zayis from the tzad HaShaveh of the two? He says, who gufei kerem ikri? Yes. It's also called a kerem. So you learn it out from the pasuk. It says, vayivar megadish va'ad kama va'ad kerem Zayis. He would come and he would consume from the grain until the kerem Zayis.
Zayis doesn't have a thing of living for the poor anyway.
No, but you'll be able to derive from the tzad HaShaveh because it's from the Mizbeach. It goes on the Mizbeach. He says, one second, why do you need to say that from the Tzad HaShaveh to derive the olives? It says in the pasuk, Kerem Zayis. It's called a Kerem. So learn it out from the pasuk itself. Amar Rav Papa says, Kerem Zayis Ikri, Kerem Stama Loi Ikri. No, you wouldn't be able to derive it from the pasuk because it's olive tree is never called Kerem Stam. It's only called Kerem Zayis. Mikom Akam, nonetheless, let's go back. Kashi, we have our difficulty. How do I derive all other produce? We have a Tzad HaShaveh that these are for the Mizbeach, the wine and the grain, so I can't derive anything else. Says the Gemara, El Amar Shmu Amakra, the pasuk says, the chermesh, that you should not raise up a sickle to your produce. The rabbi is called Bale Chermesh, and therefore anything which is harvested with a sickle, anything which is cut, so therefore that is included. Says the Gemara, V'hai chermesh mi boile b'shas chermesh achol shaloi b'shas chermesh loy zechol. That word chermesh is not free that you could just use that to derive all other cases. You need that to teach us that it's only at the time of chermesh, at the time of harvesting. When you're sickling, that's when the poil is allowed to eat, otherwise he's not allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara, Hahu mevel kelich aloi sitei nafka. We could derive that from the fact that the pasuk says that you shouldn't put it into your keli. Meaning, if we're talking at a time where it's not roi for harvesting, then why would you be putting it in your keli anyway? The fact that the Torah says you can't put it in your keli tells us that it's obviously only the time of harvesting, and therefore chermesh is free. The word chermesh sickle is free, and therefore I can derive everything else. Says the Gemara, teinach davar chermesh, delav bar chermesh min alan. So that makes sense with regards to grain and things which grow from the ground that you harvest with a sickle. What about fruits which you pick with your hand and not with a sickle? Says the Gemara, what was that?
They shake the tree.
And other things you pick by hand. It's regim, pick in different ways. El amr of Yitzchak amr krav, the pasuk says, kama. The rabbi is called Bale Kama. The word Kama comes to include anything which is standing on the ground. And Rashi says, Vakol Bichal, everything is considered Kama. Says the Gemara, Vaha Amras Kama Kama de mechayiv b'chala. But didn't you already use that word kama by gzeirah shava to derive that we're talking, the pasuk is talking about things which are standing grain, which is chayiv in chala, because it says ma'achel chermesh b'kama. Says the mechayiv b'chala. Says the Gemara, hani mili mekame d'nesi chermesh. That was only before we derived from the word chermesh. That was in our original part of our logic where we wanted to say that maybe you can't derive anything else from kama because it's only kama that is chayiv in chala. But once I have the word chermesh, right, and I could derive from the word chermesh, I want to derive from, so hashta da'asi chermesh is rabbi lei kol davar chermesh, and therefore once you have the word chermesh, anything which is cut with the sickle, obviously that includes anything cut from the sickle, and therefore it's not limited to grain which is chayiv in chala, it's anything cut with the sickle, and therefore all of a sudden the word kama is not needed to teach me that it's only grain that is chayiv in chala, it's all grain from chermesh, and therefore the word kama is free to learn out all other produce. Okay, so it's rabbi called the chermesh. Va'af agav do lev mechayim v'chala. Kama lamali, the rabbi is called balei kama. So therefore, why do I need kama? It's to tell me anything which is balei kama, anything which grows up from the ground. Va'asta nafka lev mechermesh u'mikama. So now I've got nachan l'kuda. If from the word chermesh or from the word kama I learn from the you this law of picking from the fruit while you're eating applies to anything which goes from the ground. Kisove bekem re'acha lamali. Why do I even need the whole din in Torah of grapes that you could derive also from kama? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, the Hilchoisav, that there's unique dinim with regards to the grapes. Kidatanya, it says kisavoi. Then you have to learn the halachas from the pasuk because it says as follows in the pasuk: kisavoi nemrakan bia, nemrakan bia. The nemra lahad leisava alav hashemesh. It says in this pasuk the idea of bia coming into the field. Another pasuk says that you should not let the sun set on him. This is talking about the poel, and you've got to pay his wages on the day. Just as there, it's talking about a poel, a day worker. So too, here the ability to pick from the fruit only applies to a day worker. It's not that any passerby is able to come and go and take from it. Says the Gemara. Then the pasuk says, Bekerem Reyacha, you come into the vineyard of your friend. V'loy Bekerem Kusi. So we see from this that what? So interesting. He's saying as follows. There's two dinim here actually. The one halach is you're allowed to eat as much as you want. But the second is you're not allowed to take in your keli to take home. That lit din that you're not allowed to put into your keli to take home only applies L'Reyacha to your Jewish friend, to a yid. But to a kuti, that doesn't apply. You can take pack your bags and bring your lunch boxes and take it home. Says the Gemara, Hanech Laman Damer, that makes sense according to one who says Gezel Kuti also, that to steal from a goy is also Hainu Districh Kralim Mishrei. That's why I need a pasuk to come and matir a poel to come and take home from him, because it's a form of Gneva, so I need a pasuk. Laman Damer, but the one who says Gezel Kuti Mutter, that stealing from a Kuti is Mutter, Hashtag Gzela Mutter, if you even are allowed to outright go and gunna from him. Poel mi boy. Do I need to even tell you that a poel could just take while he's in the field? It's a much more subtle form of pilfering. Yes, you can. Okay. Moikim la bekerem riacha. So therefore you have to say so he says, Moikim la bekerem riacha. So he would tell you, the one who says that Gezel Kuti is mutter would say that when it says kerem riacha, it's coming to exclude from hektish. Meaning that what? That you're allowed to eat while you're working in a person's field, your friend's field, but if you're working in the hektish field, you're not allowed to even take the produce at all. V'chalta, then it says you're allowed to eat v'loy moitzetz anovim. You're allowed to eat the grapes, but you're not allowed to suck the juice and just use it for a drink. V'loy anovim, v'loy moitzetz anovim, and then it says grapes, v'loy anovim v'davar acher. You're allowed to eat the plain grapes, you're not allowed to eat it with something else. Rashi said they would dip the grapes into salt for flavor, to prepare it well, make it taste good. Different taste for different. But that you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to eat plain grapes, but not anything else with it. Kenafshecha, you can eat as much as you want. Kenefesh shel balabais. What does it mean? It's nafshecha. It's your nefesh. You become like the balabais. Just as the balabais is allowed to eat in his field, you're the balabais, so to speak, the poil, and he's allowed to eat from the field as well. Kach the what? That he says kenefesh shel balabais. Kach nafshecha shel poil. Just as the Balabais is able to take while he's in the field and he's potter from Meiser until he brings it into his house, so to the Poel is able to eat in the field and he does not need to take Meiser. Now what's the Havamina? You might have thought that when it comes to Balabais, whose intention is to bring it into his house, it's only Kavua la Meiser when he brings it into the house. But the guy in the field, that this is his Achila, maybe you think he has to. Says Kanafshecha. But the Torah is mezaket to him. The Torah is mezaket to him that he has to take, that it's
while
his.
While he's working, he's entitled.
But he's not bringing it to his house. He's going to eat it here. So maybe he has to take Meiser now. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Kenaf Shecha. Okay, let's stop there.